pop-up ads. Pop-up ads can be an effective means of gathering addresses for your opt-in list when used on your own site. No one enjoys visiting a site about a topic they're interested in, only to be bombarded with boxes proclaiming they've won free gas for a year or can lose 10 pounds in the next week. But used on your own site, pop-up ads let people know immediately that they can sign up for your list and get exactly the information they're looking for delivered straight to their inbox. Recent studies have shown on-site pop-up ads to increase sales levels by up to 33%. Paid methods, PPC campaigns, classifieds, and co-registration lists. When it comes to building a subscriber base, a little bit of money goes a long way. Most paid list building methods are relatively inexpensive, and if used properly will more than pay for themselves in a short period of time. For every paid method of obtaining subscribers, you will need your complete site URL and a brief, 1-to-3-sentence, description of your site. Word your description the same way you would in your autoresponder messages, make it short, to the point, and compelling. You will also need a list of keywords you want people to be able to find your site with through search engines. Some popular paid list building techniques are PPC, pay-per-click, campaigns. Pay-per-click ad campaigns bring visitors to your landing page by advertising your site on strategic points on the front search results page of keywords related to your topic. The term pay-per-click refers to the way you pay for the ads. A certain amount is deducted from your account, the money you put in to fund the campaign, each time someone clicks on your link. The most popular PPC program is Google AdWords. Basically, though, all PPC campaigns work the same way. Here's how it works. When you sign up with AdWords, you submit a list of keywords and product descriptions. For example, if you are offering an ebook about how to increase website profits, a list of your keywords might be website, website, website profits, increase profits, internet, internet profit, online business, internet business, website business, make money online, and so forth. Come up with as many keywords and search terms as possible so you can increase your chances of getting visitors. You may also consider including common misspellings of your most important keywords. In the previous example, possibilities would be business, busness, internet. Note, you can use Google's free keyword tool to generate even more related search terms for your topic. AdWords ads appear on the right-hand side of Google search result pages in shaded boxes. The ads consist of four lines. The first line is your ad's title, the last is your site's URL, and the two middle lines are descriptive text. Length is limited, 25 characters for the title, and 35 characters each for descriptive text, so you should choose your wording carefully. Also, you can't use excessive punctuation, make lots of cash, gimmicky repetition, money, 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 or inappropriate symbol/abbreviations, big bucks at my site for you. So, following the above example, our AdWords ads might look like online success. Increase your website profits. Get free information here. www.yoursite.com free reports. Boost your online sales. Get internet marketing secrets. www.yoursite.com internet business explosion. 7 free reports that will make your website profitable. www.yoursite.com. AdWords operates on a pay-per-click basis. This means you pay nothing for your ads unless someone clicks on them. When you set up an AdWords account, you assign a monetary value to your keywords according to how much you're willing to pay for each click on your search terms. The minimum value you can assign to a keyword is 1 cent. You can start an account with $5, and you will never be required to put more in. However, if you find your website traffic increasing, you may want to consider adding to your advertising budget. In addition to the minimum, you will set a maximum cost per click, CPC, value for your keywords. But even if you reach the maximum, the AdWords program automatically determines the lowest price you need to keep your ranking. Yahoo also offers a popular PPC program called Yahoo Search Marketing, formerly Overture. The major difference between the Yahoo and the Google programs is that Yahoo requires a minimum monthly spend of $50. You may find one more effective than the other, and it's always helpful to try multiple methods. More visitors means more sales. Classified ads. Placing classified ads, both online and in print, are a great low-cost way to reach potential subscribers. There are, of course, tons of places to list free classified ads, but the one or two click-throughs you'll get for the amount of time you'll spend placing them just isn't worth it. When composing classified ads, remember that you have limited space to get your message across. You might consider using the same formula as the one for PPC campaigns: an ad title, a few descriptive lines of text, and your site's URL. For print classifieds, check out your local and regional newspapers. Categorize your ads appropriately. If you have a product about how to work from home, you could probably place it in the employment section, but if your product is about diets or relationships, you should advertise in another section. There are also many online venues for placing classifieds, from fixed sites to newsletters. Many newsletters make their profits from placing classified ads. If you can find one relating to your topic with a large subscriber base, it may be worth buying an ad, or even a sequential ad series. Once again, repetition of your message is the key to convert prospects into buyers. If the same subscribers see your advertisement for 3 weeks in a row, more of them will visit your site. The best way to place classified ads is to seek out e-zines and newsletters that either deal directly with your topic or would be of interest to your target audience. Find out how large their subscriber base is, and ask about rates. Comparison shop: look for well-written newsletters or e-zines with low rates and discounts for sequential listings. This will help you make the most of your advertising dollar. Check out these newsletter and e-zine directories to get started. E-zine directory: over 3,000 e-zines and newsletters searchable by topic or keyword. Jojina: hundreds of e-zines, list updated frequently. This site also features a directory of free ebooks you can download and give away as incentives to your customers. Ezinesearch: a directory of over 10,000 e-zines and growing, with top 100 listings arranged by category. ListCity: thousands of e-zines and newsletters arranged by topic and searchable by keyword. Co-registration lists: remember when we mentioned prefacing your autoresponder messages with a statement that included someone else indicated you would be interested in receiving this material? This is where co-registration lists come in. Signing up for co-registration lists basically enters you into a partnership with other internet marketers who are selling products similar to yours. Each person on the list agrees to request that their subscribers agree to allow their associates to send them product information. Co-registration lists are a cost-effective, ultra-fast way to build a huge subscriber base, and work faster at bringing results than just about any other method. The downside to co-registration lists is that they are typically the most expensive method of list building. Still, we're not even talking in hundreds of dollars here. Like PPC campaigns, you pay for subscribers on a per-click basis, and only for those subscribers who actually complete your sign-up process. The average cost per subscriber is around 10 cents. With a quality co-registration list, you can amass a great targeted subscriber base in as little as a week, and start selling your product right away. Try these co-registration list building services to get started now. Nitro List Builder.com. Me Mail. Postmaster Direct. Advertising.com. Bullet Mail. Target.com. Hit Mail. eTarget.com. Copywriter.com. Drive traffic to your site. Once you have your product, your autoresponder message series, your website, and all your accounts in place, it's time for the fun part: driving traffic to your website and watching your internet money machine in action. Here we'll review various methods of attracting site visitors and increasing your click-through sales ratio with your autoresponder series. Keywords: optimize, don't stuff. Make your website visible to search engines by using, but not abusing, keywords and phrases related to your topic. Over 90% of internet users find sites through search engines, and the more relevant information web crawlers, programs that travel the internet capturing information for search engine listings, also called spiders, discover on your website, the higher up in search results your site will appear. Mention your keywords often, but don't bludgeon visitors with them. This not only makes for sloppy copy, it can get your site banned from search engines altogether. Also, be sure you submit your site regularly to search engines, either manually or with a submission service. Following are a few website submission services. 123 Submit Pro offers free submission to 21 search engines, including Google, in exchange for a reciprocal link, and paid submissions starting at $9.95 to several thousand more. Also offers website analysis and optimization services. Inedits, free submission to 20 search engines. Google not included. Hint: use this in conjunction with Submit Express. Submit Express, Free submission service to 20-plus top search engines, includes Google, Yahoo and MSN. Submitshop.com, free submission to 100 search engines, but you have to enter them one at a time. SubmitFire, monthly submissions to 3,000-plus search engines, includes reports on submission success, link popularity and site rankings. $7.95 per month, must sign a one-year contract. Keep visitors coming back. Update your website constantly. Be on the lookout for articles and new information on your topic that will interest the people who visit your site. You will keep your customers happy by providing them with more than just a product, and you'll keep search engines happy by listing new content. One way to keep visitors returning and get more traffic is reciprocal linking. This is the practice of putting up links to other sites on yours in exchange for a link on theirs. You can create a separate website page for your links. It will give your listeners even more resources as well as draw traffic from other sites. Though not quite as effective as inbound non-reciprocal links, links from other sites to yours when no return link exists on your site, in influencing search engines, these links still carry some rank weight. It is important to ensure that all the outbound and reciprocal links on your website are related to your topic, otherwise, it will reflect badly on your professional image as well as your search engine rank. The no spam diet, black and white listing. By following the rules to refrain from sending out spam and making your website professional, you can avoid blacklisting. This is when a search engine bans your site or IP address from its listings, and the ban is a permanent one. Other actions that will put your website on the blacklist. Mirror websites. This occurs when you register for more than one domain name, but post the exact same content on each site. This is also a good reason not to plagiarize content from other sites. If you manage to get someone else's successful site banned from search engines, you will have one unhappy internet marketer on your hands. Invisible text. One formerly common way to avoid obvious keyword stuffing was to add long strings of keywords to web pages in small font size, in the same color as the background of the page. This text is invisible to visitors, but not to search engines, and the spiders are onto this practice. Submitting pages too often. Keep to the 30-day rule when submitting your page to search engines. When a search engine receives duplicate page submissions within 24 hours, it is often immediate cause for blacklisting. Using a free website host. This doesn't usually result in blacklisting, but free website hosts don't generally make the climb to the top of search engine ranks. Downtime and bandwidth exceeding will deter crawlers from your site, and if it happens often enough, your listing will be dropped, but not banned, from the search engine. If you plan to have a lot of traffic coming into your site, you should seriously consider investing in a paid website host. If you are interested in finding out whether your site has been blacklisted, you can monitor some of the most popular blacklists yourself by searching for your site on Maps Real-Time Black Hole List or Spam Cop. Since blacklists are undesirable, you may have guessed that whitelists are the opposite, highly desirable. The practice of whitelisting email lists came about in an effort to control the volume of spam flying across cyberspace. ISPs, internet service providers, such as AOL, Earthlink, MSN, and Yahoo, maintain lists of safe sites that are allowed to send messages to their email customers. You can write directly to ISPs and request to be on their whitelist. Another way to be whitelisted is to subscribe to a certified sender program such as Habeas, where ISPs can access the list to find out whether a sender is qualified non-spam. Or, you could simply put yourself on your subscribers' personalized whitelists by requesting that they set their email filters to allow your mail. You can either do this in the body of your autoresponder messages, the best place is after you tell them what the next message will contain, or install a pop-up message to appear after your customer subscribes reminding them to add your domain to their safe list. Launch your list building campaign. Of course, the most effective means of driving traffic to your site will be your autoresponder series. Your well-crafted messages will send people in droves to your site to check out what you have to say. Just make sure you give them a good reason to go there, and great reasons to keep coming back, and you will build a rock-solid autoresponder campaign that keeps your profits rolling in. Remember to check out the sample autoresponder series in the index of this book for more great ideas on crafting effective sales messages. You'll also find links to even more resources to help you on your internet marketing journey. And above all, remember this, have fun. Some sites you need to see now. AutomaticResponder.com, one of the most comprehensive autoresponder programs available, offering unlimited series creation, extensive customer support, newsletter creation, easy website integration forms and tools, and a 30-day free trial. MasterResaleRights.com, this is the king of the internet marketers. Join their newsletter and get top quality products to resell at wholesale pricing. Entrepreneur.com, lots of advice and resources for starting and growing your business. AllAboutAutoresponders.info, more great information on using autoresponders to increase your internet business. Autoresponders.net, a list of articles relating to autoresponders. Index, sample autoresponder series. The following 8-message autoresponder series represents a fictional company and a fictional product. Any resemblance to real companies or real products is purely coincidental. Honest. You can use these messages as a framework or guide to creating your own autoresponder message series. However, direct copying of this text is not only against the law, it's cheating. Message number 1. Sending time, instant, when an opt-in email address is first received. Subject, thank you for your order. Here is your first free report on internet marketing strategies. Congratulations. You've just taken the first step toward turning your website into a cash register. You are about to discover secrets successful internet marketers use to reap enormous profits online. You are receiving this message because you requested information from WebMoney or one of our partners. Do you want to know how they do it? There are stories all over about people making a great living from the comfort of their own homes, all through online sales. But if you've tried to break into internet marketing and found out the cash just isn't pouring in, and as a matter of fact, it isn't even trickling, you may be asking yourself, what do they have that I don't? The difference between success and failure online. To become a successful internet entrepreneur, you need planning. Most people think you can just slap up a website, hang out a shingle and name your price, but the truth is this, there are hundreds of millions of websites out there, and drawing attention to just one is a challenge. The good news is, you can meet that challenge and win the marketing game. This free series of report will show you how. Secret number 1, sell something people want to buy. Sounds simple enough, right? Actually, this is one of the biggest hurdles facing internet businesses. The market is so glutted with products, it takes something special to get people interested enough to hand their money over to you. You need as many competitive edges as you can get, and the first is your product. There's an old quote that goes, if you're going to do something, do it right or not at all. You want to do right by your customers, and that means giving them something worth every penny they paid for it and then some. Find out more. My comprehensive 7-part e-course Super Website Profits for Explosive Sales reveals in-depth trade secrets for putting value into your product, with advice from big names in internet marketing that will help you make your product shine. This valuable money-making gem retails for $395, but I'm making it available to you for just $49.95 through this special subscriber offer. Check out the details of my course here, www.masalespage.com. Coming soon, who will buy from you? Tomorrow you'll receive report number 2 in this series. You'll learn how to find buyers that match your selling goals and increase your click-through sales rate by up to 33%. Stay tuned. If you don't wish to receive further messages from WebMoney, please click here, www.myunsubscribelink.com. Message number 2, sending time, day 2 subject, ready to hook up with more customers? Here is your second special internet marketing report. Hi there. Last time we talked about making your product worth buying. Today you're going to learn who's looking for what you're selling, and how to find them online. You are receiving this message because you requested information from WebMoney or one of our partners. Finding your perfect buyer is like getting a hole-in-one. He's out there somewhere, your dream buyer. He wants what you have and he's willing to pay for it. What does he look like? Where does he hang out? How can you connect with your market? The good news is, once you find one, you find hundreds. Great minds think alike. The best thing about finding your target is people with similar interests tend to gather in the same area. This is true in both the physical world and the cyber world. If you can identify the best way to reach your target market, you can strike internet gold mines. Secret number 2, do your homework. You there in the back, stop groaning. Thanks in large part to the ready availability of information online, performing market research is easier than ever. Here's a list of quick tips to help you pin down that elusive species of buyers online. Look to your friends to find out what kinds of people share your interests. Ask them where they go online, then visit those places and check out the advertising there. Seek out groups and forums dedicated to topics related to your product. Join some of them and ask around, have they ever bought anything online? If so, what made them decide to spend money? Put up a survey on your website to find out more about your customers, how old they are, where they live, how they found your site, what their online buying habits are. Ask an expert. Find successful websites selling products similar to yours and ask them what their sales demographics are like. They'll be impressed with your extensive vocabulary. In-depth research, it's easier than you think. In my 7-party course Super Website Profits for Explosive Sales, you'll get tips, tricks, tools and free online resources for pinpointing your market research. The more you learn about your target market, the greater your click-to-sales ratio will be. Part 2 of my course contains market research secrets that can increase the number of visitors that buy your product by as much as 50%. You can get it now for only $49.95. I'll even throw in a bonus: if you order Super Website Profits for Explosive Sales within the next week, I will include 20 free marketing surveys you can customize for your website. Click here to start your profits pouring in, www.mysalespage.com. Next up, transform your website into a beacon for buyers. In a few days, you will receive special report number 3, revealing the secrets to giving your website a spit and polish. You'll learn how to keep potential customers riveted to the screen once they arrive at your site. If you don't wish to receive further messages from WebMoney, please click here, www.myunsubscribelink.com. Message number 3. Sending time, day 4. Subject: your website is invisible. Check out special report number 3 to give your site an overhaul. How many visitors come to your website without buying a thing? If you answered, too many, then read on to discover the secrets that keep them glued to your content and begging for more. You are receiving this message because you requested information from WebMoney or one of our partners. Is it too easy to leave your site? What does your site look like? If it isn't pleasing to the eye, then most vision-weary web surfers will go for the mouse and click away fast. There are a lot of visual turnoffs you have to consider in designing your site. You're not saying what they want to hear. If the front page of your website is just an advertisement for your product, you will lose the 95% of visitors who come to your site because they're interested in your topic, and not necessarily your product. In order to attract and keep visitors, you need more than just sales copy. You need substance. Secret number 3, looks aren't everything, but they sure don't hurt. A successful website combines appealing looks with meaty content that keeps potential buyers exploring your site. The longer they stay in your domain, the more likely they are to buy. Follow these tips for hanging your website in the stratosphere of success. Go easy on the graphics. Sure, images and flash presentations look great, but in most browsers a graphics-heavy page takes a long time to load, and buyers won't hang around to wait when there are plenty of other options available. Choose a font style that's easy to read. If you're selling a book on relationships, putting all your web copy in Edwardian script etc. will not get the romance juices flowing. It will, however, cost you sales. Teach them something. Provide more than just thrilling monologues about how great your product is. Write articles on your topic or reprint articles from internet databases. After spending half an hour reading through exciting and informative pieces of your topic, they will want to learn more. Show your marketing savvy by providing a sign-up box or a link for your newsletter, e-zine or autoresponder. Gasp-you don't have any of those? Visit the resource section on my website right now at www.myunsubscribelink.com and find out why you need one, right on your front page. Repeat for subsequent pages.